everybody, and welcome to today's Heartbeat. The topic is going to be on where our strength comes from. Bruce and I had just finished some Lenten missions. We were still away from our home, and where we were staying, Bruce has a beautiful habit of leaving his Bible open on the dining room table. So where we were was the Bible open on the dining room table, and Bruce had gone out. I can't even remember what for what, but I was home by myself where we were staying, and I just felt like, oh, I wonder what the Word has got to say today. And I just started reading the page that Bruce had opened it up to, because he doesn't always pick where to open it. He just leaves it. If we're going anywhere, he'll just leave it open for the day, and we come back and it's still sitting there. And it's actually a book that I've never read before, and it's only found in Catholic Bibles, because back when Luther disconnected himself from the Catholic Church, he had decided some of the books of the Bible were only history books, and so they took them out. So the Protestant Bible has a few less chapters in the Old Testament only than the Catholic Bible. And so this book, I don't know why I've never read it, just I guess never come back up or never thought about it. It's in Maccabees. Now, Maccabees was in the time when there was a lot of armies. They were always fighting against the different nations and different countries, because, you know, you fought, you won, then you took the spoils, you got the land, you were then the king of that area, or the person in charge sort of thing. And there was always fighting going on, and people, it's like, I guess, the Vikings taking over different land, and the years gone by when the Sacks and the Norms and all the different people were in-house fighting because they wanted the control of different areas of land. They wanted to feel like they were prospering more. Anyway, Maccabees is the son's name of a king who was called Matthias. But it starts in chapter 3, and that's the little bit that beforehand that I wanted to talk about before we go to, it's actually Maccabees, 1 Maccabees, because there's book 1 and book 2, 1 Maccabees, chapter 3. We're going to read verses 16 to 19, but before that, it just describes about this son Judas, who was called Maccabees. He took command of the place, and all his brothers were underneath him, and they joined with him and fought for Israel. And it said that he was strong, and he extended the glory of the people, because the glory of the kingdom of the people were, well, how much land I owned, and, what cattle I have, and, how many people are under me, that sort of thing. But he was a strong fighter, and, that it describes how good he was at fighting lions and, winning in battles. And then it talks about how he won a battle with one country, and then there was a commander of the Syrian army who thought, if we can take over Judas, then I'm going to get glory and honor. So I'm going to announce, because they often did announce, they didn't just accidentally go in, they didn't go and fight the army without announcing beforehand, we are going to fight you. So it's like they wanted them to prepare, because then it's like, well, you even got prepared and we won the battle. And so this commander of the Syrian army had heard that Judas had gathered a large company of people, and he said, I will make a name for myself and win honor in the kingdom if I can defeat them. So he picks a fight with Maccabees. And Maccabees collects together a body of faithful soldiers. And when they approach, it's verse 16. So it's 1 Maccabees 3, verse 16 to 19. When he approached the ascent of Bethron, Judas, who was Maccabees, went out to meet him with a small company. So Judas, who was Maccabees, went out to meet the Syrian army. And all he had with him was a small company of soldiers. Verse 17. But when they saw the army coming to meet them, they said to Judas, so who's they? The small company of faithful soldiers turned to Maccabees and said, oh my goodness, how can we, few as we are, fight against so great and so strong a multitude? And we are faint, for we have eaten nothing today. They looked at the army's numbers and said, whoa, how can we fight against them? Then they even turned to their growling stomachs where they hadn't eaten, and they felt then faint. They wouldn't have the energy. They wouldn't have the fight to even fight this army. And Maccabees replied, it is easy for many to be hemmed in by few, for in the sight of heaven there is no difference between saving by many or by few. It is not on the size of the army that victory in battle depends, but strength comes from heaven. He turned to his men and said, you got it all wrong. It's not by the might of our army. It's not by the strength of us. Our strength comes from heaven. If God wants us to defeat this army, he will help us. And it goes on, and they defeated the Syrian army with a few people fighting against a great number. And it made me reflect upon how so often we feel like we're defeated because it's only me. How we can say, well, you know, I don't have the ability compared to others. I don't have the money, the means, the finances compared to what is needed or what others say you have to have. I feel faint. I feel lack of strength, and not because I haven't eaten, but because, you know, in my soul, I just feel like I just can't do this. But if God's asked us to do something or asked us to go into battle and fight for the poor, fight for injustice, fight that our neighbours get cared for, and not a fight, but standing up for, being the voice of those who can't speak for themselves, of being the hands and feet for those who aren't loved, who aren't looked after, in our government, in our society, in where we live. If God's asked us to do that, our strength comes from heaven. Our strength comes from God. He gives us ability way beyond what we could ever do. Because we don't actually fight. Jesus stated all the time, you don't actually fight people in the world, you're fighting principalities and powers in the heavenlies. The fight is between the enemy, Satan, and God. And God wins every time. Our strength, if we look to him, if we ask him, if we depend upon him, comes from God. So our strength in even fighting the battle of cancer, fighting the battle of depression, fighting the battle of anxiety. And maybe there's lots of fights. It's not just a one-off war and we've defeated, you know, the battle of depression and we're recovered and, you know, totally fine. Maybe it's a lot of skirmishes, a lot of battles, a lot of problems and issues where God says, no, I'll come and help you. It is a weakness in you, but I will be your strength. I will be your guide. I will send you the right help. I will send you the right medicine. I will send you the right treatments. I will send you the right doctors, the right counselors, whatever it might be, I will fight for you. I will give you strength from heaven. And maybe to win the battle, to win the skirmishes, or maybe just to walk through them to the other side of whatever God has for us. Though I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Sometimes we do walk through that valley, but have no fear, for God is with us. If we remember that all the time, I'm scared about the valley that I'm walking in, but if I fall upon God and get strength from Him, I will have no fear. He is walking with me. He is carrying me. And God, more than anything, wants to give us the strength from heaven so we can live this blessed life on earth with Him and live this blessed life in eternity with Him. So no matter what we face, what battles, what Syrian army might come and attack us, whatever army it might be, our God, don't look at the numbers. Don't look at what we can't do. Our strength comes from heaven. And He will grace us with His strength. He will be merciful to us if we call upon Him. And I was encouraged again that my God is who gives me the courage to get up every day, to face the battles that I face, to face the skirmishes that I face. He gives me strength to do the work that He has for me on the earth. So what does He have for you? And isn't it great when you know that you don't have to rely on your strength, that the strength comes from our God in heaven? I pray that encourages you to know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Have a blessed week.